The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
52 weeks of Fantasy Insights Radio. I can't get enough of hearing that. Dan, you pumped up? I'm pumped up. You pumped up?
I am pumped up.
You know what? I've actually never heard you so pumped up, and I am on fire right now. But who cares what I want? It's information. That's what you want. Fantasy Insights Radio coming to you in the playoffs. Don't what you don't, Mike Vick. Heartbreaking. Kevin Cobb, are you kidding me? He's not starting in Philly, but he needs to be starting somewhere. Maybe San Francisco, Arizona, Minnesota, Miami. That's where Childress is going, West Coast. That could be a fit. Miami, Kevin Cobb in Miami. Drew Brees blown away. Love that little one. Have I mentioned I hate the playoffs? Upsets all around. My fantasy tree is dead. I don't have a green thumb to fix it. My rankings hurt everyone, but yeah, how can we know, Dan? Everybody was underdogs.
Everybody.
Some guy called me a douchebag. Some guy called me a douchebag on Facebook.
Well,
he's not wrong about me. I am a douchebag, but he for more reasons than he thought.
But in this case, you were not a douchebag.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
In this case, in particular, you were not a douchebag. You're just wrong.
That's for sure.
Like all of us were.
Yes. Rex Ryan, what you doing? It's very, very bad to mess with Joe Boo. It is very bad. Jerome Simpson, I love you. New coaches, I love Leslie Frazier. Denver hires John Fox. Shermer's going to Cleveland. Ron Rivera, Carolina. Harbaugh, San Francisco. Hey, Brady Hoke to Michigan. Got my man. Aaron Rodgers with a D. Dan with a D. James Jones.
D.
Todd Heap. Tom Brady. Cromartie, really? Are you kidding me? Revis, that's class. Matty Ice. Michael Turner, Seattle, do they have one starter? Which Green Bay running back are you going to play? 17 weeks ago, I told you Stark. Just took him a while to mature, like fine wine. Kuhn, are the Bears for real also? Earl Bennett, Devin Hester, Mike Wallace, what's he going to do for Pittsburgh this week? I love to say that Tony Gonzalez is going to put up a big game with Roddy White for Atlanta. And speaking of Tony Gonzalez, Toby Gonzalez, that's the Gonzalez you guys care about. Trust me, Kelsey Chittick, too. Those are Gracie's friends. We're going to talk to them today. Welcome back to Fantasy Insights Radio. Get the defibrillators, or I don't know, maybe you need Valium. What do you do to calm down the heart, Dan?
A lot of mantras.
Hi, Gracie. Hello.
Hi,
Michelle.
Now,
the girls are coming on, right?
What?
The girls are coming on.
The girls are definitely coming on. Yes, the girls are coming on.
All right. And I guess we'll have to clarify with them. I don't know what the rules are, but, you know, there's a lot of questions. I know a lot of men want to know. We will talk football. We will talk about Tony. We are going to have to, you know, get through all of this and see how these ladies respond. And I hope you've braved them for the fact of the tone of the show and the precedent that you have set with your own behavior. But that's a story for another day. And since they're coming
with
on, my darling, let me...
my own behavior? First of all, these are nice married girls, and they'll answer how they want to answer. I mean, maybe they'll turn it around and ask
nice
you questions
girl.
About your relationship.
Fair game. It's like we said in court, if you open up a line of questioning, so to speak, then, you know, that gives you access. I don't know what the legal term is, and none of our lawyers are on the phone today. Dan, do you remember the legal term by chance? Listen to Dan. Dan cannot function. Dan cannot speak. He's this is going to be fun. But let me tell you, let's get into some quick football before the girls come on the show.
Yeah.
Now, this is our house. This is our house, and this is a football house.
Yes,
I'm not talking about
right.
girls, right?
This is our house.
This is our house. So I'm talking about, hey, Gracie, let's do me a favor. Go tell Kelsey just to hold on. We got her. We know she's there. We love her, and we're going to bring her on soon. I don't want her to hang up thinking we don't know she's there. But anyway, this is our house. Improvements to the site that we've talked about. We announced we're launching baseball. We're launching soccer. But I want to clarify something right now. This is our house. This is a football house. We don't lose in our house. So the improvements to the website are starting with football, Dan. And the first announcement I'm going to make is that football is now going to be year-round.
Yes!
Year-round. If you are a subscriber to Fantasy Insights, you're going to get that weekly email from yours truly in the off-season. It'll be an email a week, so we don't bombard you. It'll just basically be my take on the fantasy landscape, and who knows? I'll see if I can get Dan or anybody else to cover, like, the coaching changes, the combines, draft prospects, that kind of thing. And in addition to this, Dan and Michelle, next year we will do instant insights and a weekly report through the Super Bowl. Now, we normally only do it through Week 17. Dan did not respond, Michelle, because he just fell out of his chair. Dan just, he now is speechless for an entirely different reason, and the word douchebag has definitely returned to his mind.
I want you to know that the word douchebag is literally one of my favorite words to use. I use it all the time.
You do?
I do.
I'm not a big fan of the douchebag because the name dish, I always get called douche. You know, like the people who are jealous and the people who are trying to pull me down.
Yeah, anyway, I'm sure it had everything to do with the fact your name was Dish. Yeah.
Hey,
I can laugh at my Dish. That was good. Now Dan's getting frisky. Okay, but real quick before the girls come on, we don't want to keep these ladies waiting. These are gorgeous women, guys. Guys, no. A gorgeous woman can make you wait for an hour and then be angry that you're late because it takes you 30 seconds to find your keys. But when a gorgeous woman is coming on, we can't be late for them. We got to be ready. So anyway.
But these girls are so cool. They're not like that. They'd probably laugh if you were late and be like, what are you doing messing with your hair, Rico Suave?
Listen to Michelle. I don't know who's more intoxicated with the energy on this show today. But I will say this. In addition to the report next year going through Super Bowl, let's get through a couple of these things. We are going to have the Bloomberg Decision Maker, you know, the machine that I beat.
Right.
We will have 52 weeks of radio, as you've heard. And we will continue, even in the off season, to give at least 5-10 minutes to football, depending on what's going on. You will be updated on fantasy football in the off season, and we're working on new aspects of the site design. We got to make some decisions there, and we'll talk about it. But today, right now, before we get more into that, which we really can do at any time, as you all know, the show is sports, steak, and the sexes. And so Michelle has invited on a couple of her gals today, Kelsey Chittick and Toby Gonzalez, and we're going to talk to them a bit. But before we bring them on, we will talk a little bit. Michelle, what exactly are the ground rules here? What do they think they're walking into, and why are they on the air? There's a show we're promoting. Is that correct? You guys are doing a show?
Basically, we are working together on trying to figure out a new show that the two other ladies and I are doing together, and we're working with, as you know, Scott, our Howard Stern's old producer. He's won an Emmy for The Amazing Race and worked on Big Brother, and he just basically wants to, you know, hear us talk to you because he thinks that you did a great job on the show this year, too. So we're just fooling around. I don't know what Scott has told them. I don't know what they know about the show. I don't know if they've even listened. I don't know if they know what they're walking into. And I don't want to get in trouble for my friends either. So who the heck knows what's going to happen?
Okay. Well, there is a disclaimer that Voice of America puts on before the show that says the network's not responsible for any of the behavior or the comments or opinions of the host. And I think today that's going to be particularly good news. Before we bring on the girls, we'll just talk to you a little bit more about football. Dan, Michelle, you know, here's the reality. Fantasy Insights is the oldest independent fantasy football website on the net. And as you know we need to be year-round. But because we're independent, really, we kind of got to go slow. And we got to choose where we're going to invest. And I think, Dan, we might have to put Burton curling up in the fetal position because we might have to stick with the ugly architecture for another year. We might have to.
We might have to stick with that for just one more year.
I mean, content is the key, Okay, right. Content is the key. And ultimately, our focus is always on delivering the best content possible. And then how we deliver that content to you, that's the best question. And it looks to us like mobile. A lot of people want their mobile phones. They're at their kid's birthday party. Or worse yet, they're at one of their kids' friend's birthday party that they had to go to, and they got to get their scores while the kids are jumping in the bouncy, knocking heads and breaking feet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. They are mobile. Now, we want to do a facelift to the site, but I think the most important thing is to keep the reports and get year-round, because once we're year-round, you know, from a business perspective, you get more revenue, people make, you know, invest easier. Really, we got to take care of the servers right now, Dan. The servers are what we got to take care of. Yeah?
Yes. Content is king, neither one of us understands these people it. Won't care how ugly the site might look as long as we help them win their games every week.
Yeah, I like to say that basically the long term for the site to best deliver the product, you know, we might have to stay ugly for another year, but we do have an amazing personality.
Yeah.
But that's horrible dancers. Because I would want to look at something that looks a little bit nicer.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the one change we are definitely going to make is that in order to mask our inefficiencies the way we look, so to speak, or our... Well, no, we can't say how we are endowed, because we do deliver the goods. I would say it would be that Michelle is going to be like our Porsche. Michelle's going to be our Porsche. She's going to be plastered all over that website, so that when people come to the website, all they see is the fantasy chick. It's perfect.
You're so funny.
Well, by the way, guys, I'm on my cell phone today, so if you know that if I drop off, I'm still going to talk for 7 or 8 minutes before I realize that I'm not on the phone. So take over if I drop off, and I'll call back in as soon as I realize that I'm not there. In fact, Michelle, probably best for you to text me if that happens. Now, servers, hosting, stuff I don't understand, VPNs, databases, site redesign. Every day Eric's got it all under control. Apparently, he, in addition to being a roller derby ref, he's some kind of crazy technological guy. And so he's now a partner at Fantasy Insights. You see what happens when you listen to the show? You get to do all the work that I can't do for me.
That's right.
Dan, I think I need to send Dish a text right now because I wanted to tell him something about Mark Sanchez. Can you interrupt him and let him know to let me speak?
I hear you. I actually hear you clearly. Go ahead and read.
Listen, I wanted to tell you that Mark Sanchez's shoulder is the best it's been in 3 weeks. That's what sources tell me.
Well, Mark Sanchez impressed me with the moxie. I was more impressed that they let him make that play call, and they let him throw that ball to Braylon Edwards. But he impressed me. However, I just don't see him being able to beat the Patriots, and we'll get into that. Now, before we go to break, we got about a minute till break. Dan, you know, as long as year-round, Dan has agreed he's going to be the AL editor. I'm going to be the NL editor for baseball. We've got Jason Berry. He's a fantasy genius, a TV reporter in Arizona. He's going to handle the minor league work for us. Bloomberg is going to make the decision tool available for us, and that is something, because in baseball, they're tremendous, and there's so much data. So that front office tool is $24.95 on its own. We are going to embed that into the cost of ours. We are basically going to tell you, if you buy Fantasy Insights, we can get you the Bloomberg tool for free.
Whoa!
No. Yes. Get
out of town.
Yes, we're going to eat the cost of Bloomberg and pay it for our subscribers. We paid a licensing agreement with Bloomberg. I paid them a flat rate, and now you get it free with our baseball coverage. So this year... we got 30 seconds of break for the preseason report, which will probably launch after Super Bowl. We'll get something out to you that day. It'll be $23.95 for the preseason report. It'll be $34.95 for the weekly report. And next season, we're going to charge $44.95 for the two of them combined. But this season, since it's our launch, Dan, we're going to do both reports for the cost of the weekly report, $34.95 for the
Get out
insight.
Of town.
$34.95.
Access to Bloomberg. Everything. I hear you, Michelle. I
do.
I'm so excited. I keep talking.
This is amazing. Good job.
It's a no-brainer. And then we'll talk after the break with Toby and Kelsey. We'll have Gracie do some. We got a few seconds. The music will be up any second. Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday. Get ready. We talk sports take and the sexes. The sexes are on next.
Hotties coming up.
Oh, your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Get ready for a show that's going to take it to the next level of sports talk. Get ready for Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. He's got 12 years of broadcast experience as an analyst for ESPN SportsCenter and NFL Live. And he has 10 years experience as a player with the Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and Chargers, as well as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL. You'll hear the truth and not the sidelines. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. Unfiltered is not for the faint of heart. Tune in every weekday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
I can tell you right now what's going to happen. Because, you know, Toby's late, by the way, which I said was going to happen. Because Gorgeous yeah. women are late. Kelsey was late, too, but Kelsey's only late because we're late. We were holding her up because Kobe's late. It's always one of them. To, you know, anyway. But you know what's going to happen is Toby's going to call in, and they're going to say, just hold 1 second because we're going to be in the middle of a sentence, and then we're going to get on. She's going to be like, what took you guys so long? You're late.
I mean, it could happen. It does happen, right?
It does happen. Well, before we bring on the girls, just one last note. We talked about Fantasy Insights football improvements because we're a football house, Dan. We started with football. Football's
right.
our priority.
Right.
We then moved on. We talked to you about baseball and Bloomberg and the great deal that we got.
Yes.
And then soccer, fantasy
Wait,
soccer.
There's more?
I'm getting so excited about this. So excited about this. Now, Tom Mullen is the editor for soccer, and he wrote me the funniest article. He said this one guy, Drogba, you know, he's having a hard time because he's got malaria, because when he went home to visit, he got malaria. And then some other guy is getting suspended because he's with hookers. And he goes, this isn't like football, man. This is great. Malaria and hookers? Are you kidding me?
We love
our event, of course, as I was making that one sentence, which will now give her the complete, I guess, maybe it's the right impression, actually. Toby is now on hold, along with Kelsey Chittick. Michelle, why don't you tell us a little bit about these girls? One sentence on each, because we're men. We don't have a long attention span.
They're gorgeous, funny as shit, and they're just totally cool, real chicks.
Now, I love Michelle's complete disregard for the FCC.
Yeah.
Kelsey,
F&A.
Toby, are you guys there?
Yep, yes. I'm here. This is Toby. I'm here.
Hi, Toby.
I'm here also. Hi, what's going on?
Toby, we're going to start with you, but 1 second, let me say a hello. Kelsey, how are you?
Hello, how's it going?
Love that. Is that Southern? What is that?
What is that? It is Southern. It's Southern.
Oh, wait. Don't tell me yet. I didn't hear because I'm talking. And both of you, by the way, you should know, I can't hear anything. So if I'm talking over you, it's not that I'm interrupting you because I know you never interrupt a woman. I just can't hear you. and I'll reel myself in at some point. Okay.
All right. So just send me a text, and I'll interrupt him for you.
Exactly. Is this is this Georgia-ish, Alabama-ish? Nah, it's a little softer than that. More not Louisiana. More Texan, maybe. What do you got? What do you got for me?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Spent some time in Amelia Island. That's good. And now Toby Gonzalez here. October.
October.
I think I once,
yeah.
Didn't I once tell you, Gracie, that I wanted October for November or something like that?
Yes, and I said
that's what you informed.
That she's married to Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, exactly. I said, okay, that's one guy I don't think I'll mess with. in any event, Toby, as we said, you're married to Tony, and I don't know if you have any idea what really is going to happen on the show, but we're going to start with the football, if you would.
And
by the way, I want your guys' show. Kelsey, are you married now?
In a way, yes, I am.
Married.
Okay,
we will get into that. I will have a follow-up question.
In a way.
And Toby, you're married.
Yep.
Michelle, we know you're single.
Yep, I am.
So I just got, where is the drama in the show if only Michelle can hook up? I mean, are we just designating her as the girl on the streets, and you guys are, like, talking to her like she's Snooki?
Well, we need
she
sleazy lives
one. She for all three of us. It's fine.
Do you have kids?
Do I? I have kids, yeah.
Okay, and you don't think that there's anything that you would want to talk about as far as, not necessarily like, you know, I mean, people wouldn't want to know, we kind of want to talk about things having to do pertaining to relationships and, you know, like what we can do to improve our sex lives and our lives. And just because we have kids doesn't mean we have to be boring.
So it's a chick show.
No, it's actually a dude show.
That's not a dude show. I'm sorry.
No,
really?
You're not trying to figure out how to get laid by your own wife anymore?
No, I don't. No, no. I'm trying to how to get laid by other women and let her accept it.
Okay. Well,
I'm not married now. I mean, I am. I'm like you. I'm sort of married. I'm in a relationship that will be a marriage.
But do you have an open relationship?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an open relationship? Or are you the only one that knows about it?
Are you kidding? No chance.
It depends on whether or not if she's going to listen to this show, how he's going to answer that.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to the show, so I can be completely honest. But wait a minute. Dan, do you see what's going on here? I'm getting dominated a little bit. I got to assert myself a little bit here.
And you love it. Shut up.
I mean, look at the secret.
Apparently, he likes to be dominated.
Three beautiful women dominating you.
Okay, nothing's better than that. But let's get back to Toby here for a second. Toby, we're very interested in a football wife, truthfully. I'll kid aside here. And by the way, Dan, I'd watch Toby watch TV. I'd watch her do anything. This is, anyway. But what don't we know, Toby? What don't we know about how hard Tony and his teammates, how hard these guys work off the field and the toll it takes on your relationship?
It takes a toll. You know, it's rough. Like right now I'm sitting inside and I've been trapped inside my house can I cuss on here or no?
Yeah,
you can. We'd like to have you back, so don't do it too much.
Okay. I would say the F word and put an ing on it. I've been sitting in this effing house for 5 days straight with two kids because there's been about, I don't know, 2 inches of snow in this city.
Don't you have any
nannies? And the whole place shuts down.
Aren't you one of those people who's supposed to have like 4 nannies? What's going on here?
Yeah, I am supposed to, but we don't. And that's what most people need to know is, really, our lives are not anywhere remotely glamorous like you think they are.
Well, it's funny. I just read an article in the ESPN magazine on the airplane. I just flew to Alabama, so I saw some of that weather. What a circus that weather is. The whole city was shut down. I couldn't even get room service. I had 2 Snickers for dinner after I got in after a long flight. It was terrible.
Horrible.
That was the best thing in the vending machine. Or I could have had fish sticks. I went with Snickers.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Exactly. Now, ESPN article was talking about an NBA guy and his wife and how a few of them experiment with open marriages because of all of the pressure on this. And, you know, your man is on the road, and, I mean, come on, I'm a guy. I'm comfortable in my own heterosexuality, but I can say your man is fine, girl.
Thank you. I think so, too. The fine wears off, though, you know, just like he gets sick and tired of looking at my ass, I get sick and tired of looking at his ass. You know,
you gotta learn
how to keep it spicy and how to, change it up a little bit, especially if you don't want them,
Tony, I think the next time he gets sick and tired of looking at your ass, you should absolutely send something of your ass to Dan and I. We'll be happy to stare at it all day long.
Can I interject something?
Yeah.
I have to say, as a Kansas City Chiefs fan for all these years, I never got tired of looking at Tony Gonzalez's ass on the field.
It looks good in that uniform, doesn't it?
Oh, I miss
him. You know, no, truth all to the side, in reality, he is one of – he's in the conversation of the best tight ends ever to play the game. That's reality.
He is.
No, he is the greatest tight end to ever play this
game. He is the greatest tight end to ever play the game, Dish.
You know, I'm not going to dispute that comment. I'm just saying that anytime I get into one of these conversations, there's always an old-timer who comes out with a Bronco Nagurski reference. So, you know, look.
Okay.
Toby, you know, I'm just saying, he's in the conversation. If you don't include Tony, when you say, hey, the greatest tight ends in football are this guy, that guy, and that guy, if you name three guys and Tony's not on your list, you don't know football. Period, the end. Very athletic. How many kids do you guys have?
We have three. Well, one is I have one stepson who's 9, and then we have two little ones.
Okay.
A daughter who's 2.5, and a son who's 9 months.
Okay, and let's clarify something right now. Tony, I'm just doing the interview, and when you listen to this later, I got a responsibility to the audience, so, you know, come on. Kelsey, tell me about this show, and what is the set for this? You were talking about this warm-hearted thing, and I think, you know, we got to talk about this, because...
What's warm-hearted about what I said?
I'll tell you, it's warm-hearted. You're talking about stuff that's chick stuff.
I'm talking about having sex with your own wife. If that's warm-hearted, then, I mean, I guess it is.
That's,
but I'm
that's
talking
warm
about
all
how to, like, spice it up. How do you keep your relationship
interesting? That's absolutely warm all over. So how do you spice it up?
How do you spice it up?
You
got to do different things. You can't have sex in your bed every day. How about that for starters? You know?
Okay, so, like, where are some places that are great to have sex? I would love to know. And so would our listeners.
The kitchen floor, your balcony, you know, public pool, huh?
Okay, wow. Okay, now, yeah, I had a public episode once. It was not pretty, but Madonna started it. Sex and the City finished it. They lived in a world without consequences. I'm telling you right now, girls, our world is going to shit because women have given sexual control to men. Go on, assault me.
And I agree. Right? These are things that we want to talk about. We're both reading this book. I swear I want to give you guys the name of it. And it's about where sex, you know, is derived from, what it came from and what we started out like, that, you know, we're animals. It's called Sex at Dawn. It's by Christopher Ryan and Casilda Haitha or something. And it's about the origins of sex and how we started out, you know, in villages, and there was no, you know, monogamy. It was all, everyone was kind of, you know, just kind of reproducing.
And then
love.
Love then came into the picture.
Yeah, you know what came into the picture was jealousness.
What really came into the picture was Thor, the big annoying animal man who was raping other guys' women. That's what happened.
This is my woman. This is your man. This is, you know, there was no possessiveness. There was no obsessiveness, jealousy.
And I love it, Kelsey. I like what you're talking about. I like where you're going with the cultural anthropology angle. If you think about procreation and you look about how we're programmed, men shoot 1 million sperm for one egg. It makes sense that behaviorally they'd try to target as many eggs as they could. But, you know, the real problem is, and we'll talk about this after the break because we only got a minute. The real problem is that commitment means something totally different to men than it means to women. To women,
absolutely.
It's growing.
What really bothers me is when men say, you know what? What you guys don't get is men can totally separate sex from love, you know? And it's true. Women cannot. It's like we have to have all these feelings involved in order for us to do it, you know?
Not anymore, my darling. Not anymore. But we have 10 seconds to break. When we get back from the break, we will talk about this. And we're going to talk about what commitment means to men and what it means to women and how everything really stems from that. Fantasy Insights Radio. Today's fantasy is the sexist. And don't worry, guys. We have an interrogation game of our own coming up. We'll be back right after this.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports. The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery, every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
I'm busy. We are here with the Fantasy Chicks, Michelle Gracie, Toby Gonzalez, and Kelsey Chittick. And, you know, by the way, I was unclear, but I found out in the break. The whole time, that was just Toby and I engaged in that conversation. Kelsey, you didn't say a word.
I didn't say a word because, like I mentioned, only Tony and Toby would have a book called Sex and Its Origin and be reading it together on their nightstand at night trying to improve their already raunchy and repulsive sex life.
Well, we're going to get to that. Raunchy, I like to hear that. We're going to get to that. Now, when we went to the break, we were talking about the difference in commitment, what it means to men and women. And indulge me for a moment, girls. To women, like we said, it's growing, caring, sharing, loving. We're together. It's wonderful. Together. And to men, all it means is I'm not going to sleep with somebody else. That's it.
That's it.
Commitment to us.
It means the same to us. That's what you don't realize. We are just...
No, you guys do that anyway for someone you love.
As anybody else.
Kelsey.
Truthfully. Yes.
Kelsey, you guys do that anyway if you love a man, innately. Now, it's changing. It's changing. But, you know, the 50s and 60s, before the world started changing, it was all about the male ego. Women back then understood that men, it's ego. We are very simple. Ooga booga. Ooga booga. Me want food. Me want feast. Me sex wife. Me teach kid. Me go sleep. Me wake up. Me go hunt. That's men. That's how we think, even now.
You're so simple
creatures. Our husband's going to work. So this is the male-dominated origin of sex, Toby, let's say, and our behavior. Now, as we transition into this world where we used to have to be in a relationship for sex, we no longer do. It's the downfall of civilization. Tell me about that, Kelsey.
Tell you about the what?
It's the downfall of civilization. You don't have to be in a relationship to have sex anymore if you're a guy. That's
the downfall of civilization?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible for society. It's great for women.
I think it's just changing. Here's the deal. Women want to have sex with other people as much as the men do.
Correct.
We just believe that
we should have one partner that we're committed to, that we raise a family with, but we want to screw random people as badly as you
want.
It's not
about want. It's about act. I mean, that's why you go to prison if you want to kill somebody.
We understand the consequences of doing it. You all don't understand the consequences.
It's not socially acceptable for women to do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Sex and the City showed all these young girls at an age that was way too young for them to be understanding the complex issues. That took it over the top and showed them a world without consequences for sexual behavior. At the beginning, it was great. You had the slut, the loose, the stern, and the virginal. And then it devolved until all four of them were screwing anything that moved.
Sounds lovely.
Is there a problem with that?
Yeah.
Not if you don't mind a shifting thing between men and women and the balance of sexuality. If that's okay with women, when I hear women complain about why they don't have a good relationship, I say blame your sisters. Because men don't have to do what they used to have to do.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
That's the dumbest thing you've said on this show all year.
It really might be. And I've only heard it once, but I think it's the worst thing.
Okay, so tell me why it's the worst thing. Dan, do you think it's the worst thing? See, women don't understand.
I side with the ladies on this one, Dish. That is the stupidest thing.
You kiss ass.
The downfall of relationships is because we want to have sex with other people now, and we don't feel like you're a slut just because you sleep with more than two people in your whole life. Women always wanted to have sex with other people. We just didn't have the means. In the 50s and the 60s, we were at home, stuck, mopping. We were, you know, growing things in the garden. Now we have texting and Facebook, and women are doing the same things men do. We just didn't have access to it before.
Right, which is, I say, I don't disagree. And it's, you're right, and it's great for women individually, but I think it hurts women in general.
No, the only thing that hurts women in general are women that are not on Team Pink. If you're against your other women friends or the other women in the office, that's what hurts women.
It's my experience.
Don't hurt your fellow woman. Don't be banging your friend's husband and shit like that.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
That's
true. I had Tony once, and Toby got mad, and I was like, why are you mad?
I was like, hello, my husband. This is weird now.
She's like, this is uncomfortable for all of us. And I was like, you can have sex with my husband. And she was like, I don't want to. I was like, that's all I have to offer. So it got weird between us all.
All right, well, let's do you very successful, very empowered women. By the way, I'm just getting attacked, Dan. I'm getting beaten down, but I'm not giving up. I'm sticking to my guns.
Good.
We're going to go through our own version of the interrogation game. On this show, we have a segment called the interrogation game where we ask people who to sit and who to start. And it's sort of multiple choice. So I thought, you know, I know that men want to know certain things. So I made a list of questions, which is sort of an interrogation game about you guys that should lead to some good conversation. What do you say? You want to play?
Sure.
Okay. Multiple choice. Now we'll start with Gracie. The last time you had sex was today. A couple nights ago. So you would be this week. That's option two. A couple nights ago. Who's the guy? The same guy, the Vegas guy?
Yes.
It's good that you said that, and I sure hope it is. But that's good. I'm glad to see you having sex twice in a row with the same guy.
You're such a douche.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. Toby, the last time you had sex. Today, this week, more than a week ago.
This week.
Okay, now, Toby, this week, here's my question. It's game week. Big game. Is it different during game week? Is it more
heck yes. We don't have
more
sex 2 days
or
the game.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
We're not allowed to have sex 2 days before the game.
Days before the game, because they say it takes about 8 hours to fully recover from sexual exhaustion.
Yeah, well, when you have sex with me, it takes about 2 days. Get it, girl?
I didn't even need to hear that. I was already, you had me at hello. All right, Kelsey, how about you? This week, today, more than a week ago?
I had it Monday night after the national championship game because that's the type of girl I am.
I love
Aww.
It. I just love that. Kelsey, you Southern girls, man. Southern girls.
All right, you do what you got to do.
With the man you love, Michelle, do you prefer, A, pleasuring him orally, B, being taken from behind, or C, being on top?
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now? And why am I first?
Because you're always on the show and you won't hate me for asking
the question, fine. If I loved the person, right, I would like all three of those equally.
Good answer, but yeah, okay, fine. Toby?
Yeah, I like to mix it up. I like all three in the same time.
I unfortunately am the boring one. I would like D, him on top, me looking over his shoulder watching Grey's Anatomy.
You know, that's good that you say that.
I am tuning into
this show over her shoulder, envisioning some high ass.
Swear to God.
All right, now with the man who was a one-night stand, missionary, being done or doing, or do you want, like, gymnastics? Like, see, that's the problem. We hate to think of you guys being dirty with other guys. That's what kills us. But and you guys tend to not go all the way with us sometimes because you don't want us to know that you're a freak. So, Michelle.
You guys are possessive.
Yes.
Yeah, always. We're jealous.
Yeah.
So what do you say, Michelle?
You're such a douche.
Okay, guys, let's get this opened up. The best way to pick you up, flash cash, ignore you, or have a clever and unique line, Michelle?
Clever and unique line.
I know you with flash cash.
Whatever, that is so not true.
I think that's the problem. A lot of women, they like you being ignored. Even when they grow up, they still like the guy in the club who he's got his own thing, or the guy in the restaurant who, you know, smiles, but he doesn't pay too much attention.
No. Yeah, you know what?
You just
when
want
we see those
bit.
Guys, we think they're gay. Because if the guy's not looking at us, we think there's another problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Dan, these girls.
Totally agree.
I think we should just hand them the show entirely. Okay, answer true or false, because these are the things guys really want to know. If you want to know how we think, these are the questions every guy listening to the show right now is actually thinking of. Before, I was just looking at my own fantasies. True or false? Michelle, the most I have ever done with a woman.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Kissed at a party. Girls will be girls. True or false?
False.
Dolby?
What, is this the most I've ever done? Is what?
No, not the most. Have you kissed a girl at a party? Have you kissed girls to be girls?
At a party?
Have you made out with a woman? Yes.
Yeah.
Kelsey?
No. He's seven.
Only Toby's made out with women. Okay, this is good. So, Toby, fully made out?
Only made out?
Fully?
I had this one college experience. You know,
I had one college experience, too, but I don't count it.
North Carolina.
Okay, let's see. Now, answer yes or no. This is like the drinking game. I have never been in a threesome. Michelle?
I have never.
Dobie?
I have never.
Kelsey?
Not in real life, but in my mind, yes.
And in your mind, was it two men and a woman or two women and a man?
I'm a two-man person. I know that bothers people, but that's just where I am.
I do not want to see two swords. I only want
I know
to
you
see
all
two
don't.
Women.
We've talked about
I
it.
Only
you all don't find it
women.
Right, but it's my truth.
Kelsey wants to be fingertips.
You prefer the two-men fantasy, and the girls are saying that they want the two-women fantasy. Is this
two women. They're sluts. Yes.
Kelsey
wants to be finger cuffed. That's all she wants.
Disgusting,
wow,
Toby Gonzalez.
Fantastic. I love to hear the reference to Chasing Amy. Okay, finger cuffs.
I just got to stick to my spine.
How have you, now I never, have ended up in a bed naked wondering how I got there and who he was? Michelle, I think
never has that ever happened to me.
Toby?
I have never, would never. It's bad form.
Kelsey?
I have never, but I look forward to it happening someday.
By the way, I was going to be that anyway. Now, the last question is very self-serving. Because I have never fantasized about having sex with Dish Adams, to be honest, Gracie.
I absolutely have never fantasized about that.
You lie.
Sorry to burst your bubble, babe.
We have an ongoing thing that it's understood that Gracie is secretly in love with me, and obviously, because it's a secret, she just won't
tell
anything.
Obviously.
Now,
right?
We talked a little bit about the show. We can talk about getting back to the sexes in a little bit. I mean, what is the thing that women want in a man nowadays is what we're going to talk about for about 2 minutes. When we come out of the break, we're then going to have to say goodbye and spend 10 minutes talking football, because that's why people listen to the show. Although I have to say, this has been a rare pleasure. We'll be back right after this, Fantasy Insights Radio, with Toby, with Kelsey, with Gracie. Oh, yeah, and me and Dan are here, too, if you didn't notice.
Yeah, not that we matter.
Ah.
your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
All right, we got 2 minutes, and you guys got carte blanche to fire away at me. Go after me if you want. Anybody? Toby, I'm sure you got something to say. You want anything from me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know if you've ever had a threesome.
Yes, but there was not sex. It was just pretty fun like that way. It was, we were younger.
Idiot.
There was...
Two guys or two girls?
It was me and two other guys.
Dan,
I don't like to talk about it that much.
Okay.
You know, it was Bill Clinton's version of sex. No, it was with two girls. They were friends. We were at a party. We started making out. You know, they were making out. I made out. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
I did have multiple partners in one night, though, in a fraternity thing. But, you know, that's
what, like a gangbang?
Good for you.
No. Just one at a time. Me and it was a long story, but essentially there was a very long all-day party, and women came and went, and, you know, I had a good day for a change. So
I guess so. Yeah. Well, wow.
Hey, it was 20 years ago now? Yeah, 20 years ago. It was my glory days. I'm like Bruce Springsteen. I think about it all the time.
No kidding. That's your reel that you play over and over and over again in your head every time you're having sex
exactly.
with a family chick.
It's my Bible. Anything else? I'm in a relationship. You can go after me. I'm good to her. I'm good to her, and she is good to me. But anything you want, I'll tell.
So do you pleasure her orally?
Always. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do. I love the cunnilingus.
Now, do you
really?
Think that you pleasure
oh,
her?
Oh, it's one of my favorite things.
Or
I don't even care.
No.
If it's sweaty. I don't mind. I don't care.
That's
I love
one of
it.
My number one qualities I like in a man.
Well, you and I are meant for each other, clearly. Tony, easy. listen, the thing with that is that you got to really be dedicated to it. And it all depends, let's be honest, Dan, it depends on the peach, shall we say. It depends on the fruit. And if that is delicious, ripe, and tasty fruit, I can never get enough of it. At the same time, if the fruit is full of bruises and it's, you know, not so fresh, yay! I once had to start going up when I was only neck down on a woman, and that did not happen.
Oh. Have you ever been in a situation where you were down on a woman, but it didn't work so well because of odors or anything? And then how did you get out of that situation?
Okay, guys know this. Women, you guys don't know this. Should I divulge, Dan, the smelly finger test?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my husband told me about that a long time ago.
Yeah, you do the hand work for a little while, the petting, and then you give him a big hug, and then you bend over and smell your finger, and that's how you know.
Or
you just taste your finger. Anyway, ladies, this is really getting to be the most exciting part of the show. I haven't had one email saying get back to football. I'll tell you that much. But we got to get to football. We got a bunch of subscribers who have their fantasy playoffs this week. Where can everybody find you? Well, I would love to have you back. Maybe, we could do a shorter segment, but a more regular segment. Where can we find you in the meantime? With Scott Einzinger? Should they go to Gracie's Facebook page? And what should we do? Send me an email if they want to know more about you?
That sounds good. All of that.
Okay. So pretty soon these girls are going to be world famous. They're going to be on television all the time and teaching you how to treat your women, how to have active sex lives with your women. You see, guys, these are girls in relationships, and they're men, I guarantee you, are waking up with a smile on their face and going to bed happy. Girls, Kelsey Chittick, Toby Gonzalez, thank you so much for joining us. It has been a rare pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, ladies.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow. Wow, Dan. Wow.
Greatest show ever.
I don't care if anybody likes
it. Hey, I don't know if it was the greatest show ever.
Why not? Last week was good.
You think the one was more exciting when it was? Look at, Gracie, you want the attention? I love you, baby. You're my favorite of all, Toto.
Good, sorry.
I don't know. What do you say? Scarecrow?
Aren't they amazing? How funny are they?
They're not only funny, but they are both gorgeous and cool. And Kelsey, wow, what a pistol she is. She's hilarious. And Toby, woo, what a fireplug.
I know. That's how I roll.
All right, quickly, Paul Smith, come on in. We're going to go over the playoff rankings. What we're going to do, and we're going to do it quickly, is I have a league that I'm in, a suicide pool, and have I mentioned that I love the playoffs? I love the playoffs, Dan.
Yes.
Yeah, because now I'm in a pool. So it's a suicide pool, which means I can only use each guy once. And once I've used them, I can't use them again. And so last week I started, Rodgers in one league. I started Vic in the other. I started LeSean McCoy and Jamal Charles, so that was brilliant, basically, because they're done. And I started Ray Rice, so that's a challenge. But let's start at quarterback, okay? My choices this week, and for everybody, your choices are Brady or Sanchez, Ryan or Cutler, Hasselbeck, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Flacco. No, I can't use Rodgers again because I used him in one. So like I said, when we're looking at these guys, obviously, Tom Brady is the best guy, but he is playing the Jets, and if you use him now, you can't use him next round or in the Super Bowl. It's a strategic thing, but I think I'm going to start Jay Cutler in one league for sure, and maybe in both because he's got Seattle. What do you say, Dan?
I definitely Cutler. Save Brady for another week.
Now, what about Matty Ryan? I thought Atlanta was going to lose, and I still think Green Bay beats them. I'm glad Toby's off the phone by now. And no disrespect, I think Atlanta's a great team and they achieve great things. But other than Gonzalez, nobody's been there. Nobody's really been there. So what do you say? Is Matt Ryan maybe a good start this week? Or do you wait because that Packer defense is okay and you wait to see if he plays Seattle or Chicago? You're not going to start Ryan against Chicago or Seattle.
I wouldn't say they haven't been there. They were there 2 years ago. Now, it only lasted a little time. But Ryan would be a good choice because I think they're going to use Michael Turner a lot, but that'll open up the play-action pass, and I think Green Bay will be a little bit vulnerable to the play-action.
Yeah, and that's probably the only week to start him because the defenses he faced. Now, you can't start Roethlisberger against Baltimore or Brady.
No.
I guess you can start Brady against the Jets, but Flacco,
no.
You can't start against Pittsburgh, no, right? And Hasselbeck, Chicago, they're not options.
No.
All right, so let's get to running back. Running back, where I need to start two. And Gracie reported that Sanchez is healthy, so keep that in mind. But the Patriots, he might not be the worst start. I used McCoy, I used Charles, I used Rice. So I need two. Mendenhall, Green Ellis, Woodhead, Sean Green, Tomlinson, Lynch, Forte, Turner, James Starks. I think I'm going with Michael Turner, and I think I'm going with Matt Forte because I think Mendenhall plays a real tough run defense. And I think, and Tomlinson I'm considering. What do you say, Dan?
I can't disagree with you. Tomlinson would be kind of a sleeper pick because I think to really beat the Patriots 3-4, you use a lot of cutback. Sean Green going straight up the middle against Vince Wilfork isn't going to work that much, but Tomlinson cutting back, he might break a few, but that's a sleeper because then again, Patriots might be up 21-0 in the first quarter, and you don't see
right.
Tomlinson again.
I'd say the same thing as you just said on the other side of the ball with Woodhead. I think it's easier to go wide on the Jets than it is up the middle. Okay, wide receivers. Ronnie White I'm putting in my lineup for sure.
Yeah.
Mike Wallace I'm going to put in my lineup for sure. Who else? Greg Jennings, Wes Welker against the Jets, Anquan Boldin, can you start him against Pitt? Santonio Holmes in New England, Deion Branch who's got the Jets, Johnny Knox against Seattle might be a good play. Braylon Edwards against the Patriots might be a good play. Dan, what's your thoughts?
I think part of your problem with the wide receivers is guys like Bolden or Derek Mason and all that. You just never know, or the Chicago guys. You never know which one of them is going to be that guy for that game. Earl Bennett actually might be
nice
pretty
sleeper.
Good.
I like him too.
That, but I would probably go with the guys you said.
I'd also take a good hard look at James Jones. For Green Bay. Now, we have 1 minute till closing of the show, so we're going to get to the tight ends really quickly. Rob Gronkowski, I have as my top-ranked guy. Todd Heap, number two. And then I got Tony G, but in the suicide pool, I think I'm probably going to start Tony G because this might, if I'm of the opinion it's his only game, I've got to start him. I think Dustin Keller is also a viable start, and Heath Miller might be a viable start. Then with kickers, I like Matt Bryant, then Shane Graham, Crosby, Gould, Cumdiff in that order. You can check out the defenses as well. I'd go Bears, then Steelers, then Ravens, Patriots, Jets, Packers, Falcons, Seahawks. Those are my rankings. Rewind it. Play it back. There's only 30 seconds. I can't say much more. Dan, Michelle,
yeah.
This was a show for the ages. I don't know if it was a good show or a bad show for the ages, but it was a show for the ages. What do you say, Mish, with 10 seconds to go? Take us out.
I think that you are an awesome host, and you really did a great job handling three hot women.
You know, my specialty...
It's not the first time, apparently.
That's right. My specialty is handling three hot women. Everyone knows that. Fantasy Insights Radio, back next week. We'll see you then. Take care.
Bye, Dan.
Bye.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.